1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with yet another round of severe weather.
Lord, please spare us.
A couple in their car stunned as a twister touched down in Columbia, Tennessee. They were spared. Two others were killed. Spring Hill Mayor Jim Hageman.
We had a confirmed tornado that came through here, and the evidence shows that.
WTVF's Hunter Hoagland is in Maury County.
I can tell you we've seen heavy damage pretty much everywhere you look, right? Homes that have collapsed, barns that have caved in, and power lines that have fallen. It is a mess to get through here. Some of the trees and power lines have fallen on these roads.
One person was killed by a twister in North Carolina. President Biden says he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel could use in an all-out assault on the city of Rafah in southern Gaza. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
In an interview with CNN, the president said the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense, but if it moves into Rafah, the U.S. will not provide weapons and artillery shells. On Capitol Hill, Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham reacted angrily to news shipments had already been paused.
This is obscene. It is absurd. Give Israel what they need to fight the war they can't afford to lose.
More pro-Palestinian protest arrests on campus, among the latest UMass Amherst. Student organizer Malia Cole says police response was overkill.
It was really horrific to watch. Their hands going numb from the cuffs being too tight to rashes on their hands and stomachs from being thrown to the ground.
In Red Square, Russia marked the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. President Putin talked about arrogant Western elites and justified his move into Ukraine.
We won't allow anybody to threaten us, and we must always be on combat alert.
Here in the U.S., an MLB star's former interpreter could be going away for a long time.
Ipe Mizuhara has now pleaded guilty for illegally transferring about $17 million from Shohei Ohtani's bank account to pay off his own gambling debts. He's also pleaded guilty to signing a false tax return. Mizuhara regularly interacted with Ohtani's sports agents and financial advisors who did not speak Japanese on behalf of Ohtani, who did not speak English. The 39-year-old Mizuhara will be arraigned next week and faces more than 30 years in federal prison.
CBS's Matt Piper. Miss Teen USA has handed back her crown 8 months after she won the title. In a statement, 17-year-old Uma Sofia Srivastava says her personal values no longer align with the organization's. 2 days ago, Miss USA stepped aside amid allegations of bullying and a toxic workplace. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about It's a Mystery, Even to Me. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin Wednesday touting Microsoft's new investment and his own economic record in Racine. The president reminding voters Donald Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 new jobs in the area, but never delivered.
3,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term, but that's not on my watch.
Biden says he's created more jobs than Trump and nearly $1 trillion in private sector investment across the country. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin next week. It will be her fourth visit to Wisconsin this year. Harris plans to be in Milwaukee a week from tomorrow to call attention to the administration's efforts to boost the economy with steps like student loan debt forgiveness and support for education. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Cards in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the St. Louis Cardinals in a four-game set at AmFam Field. The Crew losing yesterday 6-4 in Kansas City. The Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. with a home run scoring three times. NBA, the Bucks' Thanasis Antetokounmpo has suffered a torn Achilles tendon and will have to undergo surgery. That according to The Athletic. How he suffered the injury not been released. His younger brother Giannis telling us how much he struggled with that strained calf muscle injury.
The day of game four in Indiana, that was the first time I was able to jog on my body weight, you know, since April 9th. I think I tried my best to come back to help my teammates. Like, I couldn't run full speed. I could run in 30 to 40%. Like, until now, like, I cannot run full speed. You know, probably going to take, I don't know, days, weeks, whatever, months. I don't know how long it's going to take until I get back to when I need to get back to.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight clear. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow sunshine with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow 65 by Saturday. Partly cloudy 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
Crude and Dom.
President Biden says he'll stop weapon shipments to Israel if they invade Rafah. And Trump's back in court with Stormy Daniels. Devil's Advocates. We've got all the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Rapids home with Nightlight. Well.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey, that's me. Hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Thursday morning, May 9th, 2024. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota. From wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network, through the Civic Media app, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, on Donner, on Blitzen, we're everywhere. And if you're listening on demand by podcast, thank you for subscribing and taking us along. I've got a question for you. Would you like to win some Brewers tickets? Big division series this weekend. Four games against the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field. And we've got tickets for Saturday and Sunday. So I think we'll try to give away the Saturday tickets today in our 7 o'clock hour. So hang around for that. I'll be looking for you to text an answer. You'll want to use the Civic Media app to do that. So you've got fair notice to finally get around to heading to wherever you get your apps. Get that Civic Media app downloaded. And by the way, if you're listening only, you know, through the interwebs and you don't know which of the radio stations we're on, you're going to want to know that, because through the app you can listen to shows through each of the radio stations that we're on. And so we are on WAUK, the Shaw. We're on WFHR, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids. Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. 93.5, the Tap in Chippewa Falls. The Eagle in Racine. Lake Air in Amory. And Buzz of the North in Hayward. So if you're ever getting the app and wanting to start listening to us through there, you just go to any one of those stations and hit play, and you'll hear us live over your phone. Then use your Bluetooth and put it through your speakers if you like as well. All right, coming up on the program this morning, President Biden, Governor Tony Evers, and Microsoft marked a milestone in Racine County yesterday, celebrating success where Foxconn, Donald Trump, and Scott Walker failed to launch. What made it work this time? We will go over the reasons with Joe Zepecki coming up in just a little bit, and we'll hear from President Biden on his trip here to Wisconsin. Our Women Win Wisconsin segment is coming up in our second hour, and it will include some wise advice from Representative Robin Vining of Wauwatosa. It's not what women are saying about politics these days that's making a difference, because everybody talks about politics. It's what they're doing. And so she will talk more about stepping outside your comfort zone and taking up some civic engagement to get the results you want when it comes to people running for office. And then, of course, we will have on this Thursday morning a review of last night's Top Chef Wisconsin with our own Luke Mathers coming along for that one. We'll get Brittany Merlot's forecast and much more still ahead. First, a reminder, you can reach us here by phone or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC.
All right, so let's see. We've got temperatures around the state here. They look like this. Lake Wissota, we're at 52 degrees up here after getting an inch and a half of rain yesterday and the night before in the gauge. Hayward's at 44, Park Falls 46, Wausau 49. Green Bay is 50, La Crosse 59, Wisconsin Rapids 51, Oshkosh 53, Madison's at 53 degrees, and it's 50 degrees in Waukesha, where we find Greg Bach standing by at the studios of WAUK The Shaw, wearing what appears to be a t-shirt with, is that Bob Ross, the painter?
It is Bob Ross, the painter. Wouldn't it be weird if it was Bob Ross, my buddy at work? You know,
well, I have to admit, I could only see just the very upper third of it. So I first thought, okay, he's got a Jimi Hendrix shirt. Maybe he was in Jamaica or something. Like, no, that's Bob Ross.
It's Bob Ross. I love Bob Ross, but I will say, Pat, after watching a documentary like a year ago about him, it's difficult to rock Bob Ross gear. Not because Bob Ross, he was an angel who walked amongst the earth. We were lucky to have him. It's just, the family doesn't see money from his licensing. Like, his son doesn't get a single dime from it. The company that Bob Ross started with some people, they reap all the money. I mean, he's like Kiss now. His face is everywhere.
Yes.
And so I just feel bad because, you know, I feel like, you know, his son should get something. His son can paint just like Mr. Ross and all those things. Mm-hmm. But it was a gift and I like it, and Mr. Ross makes me feel good inside.
Do you think that documentary is still sitting around on a Netflix or one of those other services out there?
I think it's a Netflix documentary, like it's theirs. So
okay, all right. Did I misspeak when I was listing the radio stations where you can find us?
Yes. Well, not. I don't know if they can hear us on the Eagle. The Eagle is WLCX 1490 AM.
In La Crosse.
Racine is just WRJN.
Yeah. Yep.
And not just either. They're WRJN.
I was going to say, did I just, because I know we're not on in Racine, but we are on in La Crosse.
Correct. Right? Yes. We have our buddy Don Rosen's on right now.
Yes. So the Eagle in La Crosse. If I said it wrong, I apologize. It's 6:12 right now. We haven't gotten a Maybell update for a while. How is the official station pup of Up North News Radio?
She moved out. She got a job. She she's like, you know, I like this house, but you know, I got to live my life.
Okay, it's like the doggone Family Guy or something. You
know, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. She's really great. We've been having some really. It's been, you know, she turns 9 months today. We decided that because when we got her paperwork, she had 3 birthdays. So we're like, all right, yeah. August the 9th. There it is.
That's your birthday. We did that too with ours. Like, nope, it's April 1st. It just is.
So she's doing good. We are walking into the world of crate training finally. And folks, if you're like, hey, you should have been doing that earlier. I know. Don't at me. Leave me alone. but we got her this, you know, this nice crate and she's just, we've been playing the games and making it a safe little place. I called her apartment and she goes on there on her own. We close it up. She spends time in there. And that's a big deal for us because we want her to be used to that. We want her to be trained on that. And yeah, she's just cute as all ever. She had her surgery.
Mm-hmm, right.
She did real, real well. The doctor said she's doing perfect and she is perfect.
Nobody can say anything otherwise.
Don't you dare speak poorly of my puppers. But yeah, she's great.
He did,
and she's at Grandma Jay's house right now.
That's awesome. All right, good deal. In the news here, of course, we mentioned that President Biden was coming to the Racine area to Sturtevant yesterday, and came along with the head of Microsoft to talk about development that's going to be taking place. That's going to create around 2,500 construction jobs, and then about 2,000 permanent jobs when all is said and done. Microsoft is putting up a big data center there. The data center has a mission to focus on using artificial intelligence in manufacturing processes. So, you know, that's a big forward-looking, future-minded role that's going to be played on the campus of what was supposed to be the eighth wonder of the world, was supposed to be all about Foxconn. And we'll talk to Joe Zepecki a bit more about it coming up in 15 minutes or so. But I wanted to play some of the audio from yesterday, a couple of clips from President Biden and one from the head of Microsoft as well, to kind of illustrate when people who don't follow all of this regularly, and there's no need for you to, but to say, so what was the difference? I mean, was Foxconn, did somebody get in its way? Why didn't it do what Donald Trump and Scott Walker said it was going to do, you know, compared to what Microsoft appears to be getting done? And it really is about a focus on job creation, I guess what you would call the right way, which, again, when you hear people say, well, if you just cut taxes, you know, for corporations, that will lead to jobs. I don't know that I've ever heard of something where a company CEO says, wait, did I just see in the state of Wyoming they've cut taxes? Let's go there. No, they go where they've got a good workforce, where they've got, you know, whatever resources they need, a good transportation hub. It's not that taxes aren't on the list, but there's more to it than that. And you'll hear a little bit about that from the president in a moment. But first, of course, he couldn't help but note all of the job creation under his policies compared to his predecessor, Donald Trump. And by the way, that's not about the pandemic. People are quick to say, oh, yeah, well, of course, if you're coming off the pandemic bottom. No, this is accounting for the gain back from the pandemic and then some. Here's what President Biden had to say about job creation in Wisconsin.
83,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term. But that's not on my watch. We're determined to turn it around. Thus far, since we've come to office, we've created, and with the governor's overwhelming leadership, we've created over 178,000 jobs in Wisconsin, and we're going to create more here in Racine and big time.
And then, so when we got into, or when he got into, you know, why the jobs are coming, it's about public and private investment together. Instead of slashing public sector spending, it should be about saying we're invested in the economy, and so other companies will say, well, we should get involved as well. Here's what the president had to say about that.
Well, in fact, I've asked business leaders like Brad a simple question. When the United States decides to invest considerable resources in a new industry that we need to build, does that encourage or discourage them engaging? The answer overwhelmingly is it encourages business investment. And that's what we're seeing now with our administration. My Investing in America agenda is fueling historic boom in rebuilding our roads and bridges, developing and deploying clean energy, revitalizing American manufacturing, and so much more. So far, we've created $866 billion in private sector investment nationwide, almost $1 trillion. Historic amounts, such a short time. Now, it's literally creating hundreds of thousands of jobs, building new semiconductor factories, electric vehicles and battery factories, and so much more, here, all here in America. Today, it's another example of the private sector optimism. Microsoft, as the president already pointed out, is investing $3.3 billion to build a new data center here in Racine. That's going to help operate one of the most powerful artificial intelligence systems in the world, and I've gone around the world, literally, not figuratively, meeting with the leading architects of AI. It's going to result in 2,300 union construction jobs just to build a new facility.
And so when we come back, we'll hear from the president of Microsoft, who, it turns out, spent some of his childhood a stone's throw away from the site where Microsoft is putting up this data center. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Thursday morning, when you're here, you're up north, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlum.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse.
One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
Hello, Dolly. This is Lewis. Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. You still growing.
Today's history lesson is coming up in just about 30 minutes or so to tell you why we're hearing from Louis Armstrong, why he was on the charts this day in 1964. Again, that's coming up in today's history lesson in just a little bit. In sports at 6:21, the Milwaukee Brewers lost to the Kansas City Royals yesterday, 6-4. The Royals take 2 out of 3 there in Kansas City. Brewers starting pitcher Joe Ross allowed 3 runs on 3 hits. In a little over 5 innings, he walked 2, struck out 2. Ross is now 1-4 on the season. Gary Sanchez hit his 5th home run of the season. And we have a Christian Yelich sighting. Christian Yelich, in his first game back from a low back strain, went 0-5. But the team now comes right home. A 7-game homestand starting tonight with the first of 4 against the St. Louis Cardinals this weekend. Again, we'll give away tickets in our next hour to Saturday's game. But as for tonight, you can catch the pregame starting at 6:05 on News from the Center in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, Oshkosh Share Support, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. And again, Brewers tickets next hour. The Up North News Daily Newsletter comes out, and you can sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. It comes out about 5 a.m. every morning. Christina Lurie puts it together the day before. And she says at the top of today's newsletter, if your mom is anything like mine, she's incredibly difficult to shop for, never wants anything, and will still act like she loves whatever you get her. But how about some Wisconsin-made gifts that moms actually want? And you can find out what those are in today's edition of the Up North News Daily Newsletter. Again, sign up over at our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Back to our story about the thousands of jobs coming to Wisconsin through a Microsoft data center being built in Racine. Brad Smith is the current head of Microsoft and made note that for a time, around the age of 9, I thought he said, they lived in the Racine area. Literally, what did he say, three blocks or something away from where they were standing on the what was supposed to be the Foxconn campus in there. And Brad Smith echoed something that President Biden said before the break here, that one of the things that drives private sector investment, private sector job growth, is confidence in the public sector, that instead of thinking like so many people on the conservative side of the spectrum do, that you can somehow cut your way to prosperity. The private sector actually wants to see that the public sector has confidence enough to make its own investments in infrastructure, in education, in things like that. And when that happens, that's the confidence that brings private sector investment to an area. And this is what Brad Smith had to say along those themes.
And it's not just the jobs that we're creating here. We are creating manufacturing jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As we get steel from near Wausau, as we get chillers from La Crosse, as we get generators from near Madison, this is literally creating jobs across the state of Wisconsin. But I want you to know, this isn't just about building a building, and it's not just about the manufacturing jobs of today. More than anything, this project is about using the power of AI to fuel the future of manufacturing companies and jobs and skills across the state of Wisconsin and around the country. That is what we are building together.
So what you're hearing there, what you're hearing is a very, you know, clear-eyed vision of the future and what it could be. What it's not rooted in is vibes. Oh, I've got this vibe that, you know, the economy isn't that great. I've got a vibe that, you know, inflation is out of control. Inflation is still a thing, but again, it is nowhere near what you find in every other developed country right now. The U.S. economy is the envy of the world right now. And while it may not feel perfect, it is leaps and bounds ahead of where everybody else is at this point. And a big part of that reason is because of the investments that have been made over the past 4 years, especially the first 2 years of Biden's term. So what's happening over in Congress in the meantime? Oh, you know, Republicans spent yesterday in the House of Representatives again deciding whether to kick the Speaker of the House out of a job. Marjorie Taylor Greene called for a vote on a motion to vacate the chair because she did not like that Speaker Mike Johnson had the audacity to do something in a bipartisan fashion when it came to aid to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan and, you know, relief for folks here at home as well. And so she put it up for a vote and wanted to see, you know, if maybe she could install somebody as far to the right as she is, who, by the way, is Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson is as far to the right as she is, just not on this whole matter of do we kick the speaker out willy-nilly. 10 Republicans voted with her to kick Mike Johnson out of the speaker's role. All the other Republicans and all of the Democrats said in so many words, Marge, go away. And so one can only hope that this ends the disproportionate, is putting it mildly, lion's share of media attention given to Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is a goofball and should be relegated to the goofball ranks on the back benches. And with any luck, she will stay there because there's enough other hypocrisy to deal with. Like Mike Johnson himself, who yesterday talked about a quote-unquote election integrity bill. Now, keep in mind, Mike Johnson was one of those who wanted to help Donald Trump overturn the results of the 2020 election. So what is he doing now? He and others are putting forth a bill that, again, would raise more barriers to elections under the guise of making sure that only citizens can vote when that is what happens in this country. There's hardly any undocumented immigrant that's going to risk getting deported by going to vote in an election. That's pretty much the last thing on their minds right now. But Mike Johnson said this about his bill. We all know intuitively that a lot of illegals are voting in federal elections, but it's not something that's easily provable. We don't have that number. Dude, you just told on yourself. We all know intuitively that a lot of illegals are voting in federal elections. Speaker Johnson, if you had a flashing neon sign above you blinking racist, 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 it would not be more obvious than saying, we all know intuitively that a lot of illegals are voting in federal elections. No, they're not. But that doesn't stop him, and it doesn't stop Wisconsin's own Tom Tiffany from raising his own issue yesterday on Twitter saying the census should only count U.S. citizens. Unfortunately, every House Democrat voted to give illegal aliens representation in Congress. Again, dude, that's not how this works. The census was never created to just count citizens. It was created to count everybody so we know who is living in the United States. You would then break it down by people with citizenship and without citizenship. But because of the fear-mongering you and others have done, you've forced all of those undocumented immigrants into the shadows. You still count them. They still don't count in terms of, you know, the budget benefits that an area would get. But you'd understand that if you understood constitutional basics. That's where we find the state of our Congress these days. Joe Zepecki talks more about the president's trip to Racine right after the Midwest Farm Report and more. You're up north.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
pork chops, pork roasts, even a brat. What we prefer as far as pork is concerned, not exactly on the menu around the world. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Trishelle Carr with the National Pork Producers Council can tell you all about it. She leads international affairs with the National Pork Producers Council and investigates what consumers are looking for as far as pork is concerned around the world. She says you might be surprised. The things we don't want, others do.
We are exporting, we're expanding our markets and opening new markets in places like Southeast Asia. We have a heavy footprint in Latin America, Australia as well. The beauty in that is that things that aren't necessarily in demand here as far as cuts and variety meats, we are able, that's what we're able to send to a lot of these other countries. So, for example, China, bungs, intestines, other variety meats, they are the ones that will take those cuts. And so we are able to export a lot of that there.
Trishelle Carr with the National Pork Producers Council. What you don't like, others do. Markets and overnight electronic trade. I think you'll like them. Numbers are next. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 2 cents to 190. 40-pound block cheese surged 11.5 higher at 195 and a quarter. AA butter on Wednesday unchanged, 302 and a quarter per pound. On a Thursday morning right now, December corn's up a penny and a half, 482 and three quarters. November new crop beans up 2 at 1215. July new crop wheat up 2 at 636. Bear in mind, tomorrow we've got the first USDA crop report focused on planted acres for 2024. As far as June Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, that's up 14 cents right now at 2032. July contract up 8 at 2009 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Thursday trade session. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow, 65. By Saturday, partly cloudy, 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here we go at 6:34 on this Thursday morning. Joe Zepecki is with us, and we are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, despite the Brewers' loss yesterday afternoon.
because there was such an exciting win the night before. What's your new line about the new look Milwaukee Brewers of 2024?
They're too young and don't know any better, so they don't know they're not supposed to be any good.
I like that. I like that very much. I mean, there's something to be said for youth.
Yeah.
Yes. They're like top three in the league in both home runs and stolen bases. So these things are going to happen. But I mean, it's not, we're not watching the, you know, the Cleveland team that Bob Uecker had to call as Harry Doyle in Major League. Okay. It's not that kind of a team.
No.
So we're in good shape.
No, it's going to be fun. Well, it's going to be a fun year.
It is. I'm enjoying it so far very much, you know, with the ups and the downs. All right, let's go down the road a bit from American Family Field. Let's start down in Racine, where President Biden was talking about how the Foxconn property in Sturtevant, some of it is now belonging to Microsoft. They're going to put up this massive data center. And I don't know if it's, some people might say it's oversimplistic. I don't know if it is to say, you know, what Trump and Scott Walker thought they were doing, you know, Tony Evers and Joe Biden actually got done.
I don't think it has to be much more complicated than that. I mean, I thought President Biden was very sharp yesterday and really hit the nail on the head talking about how his predecessor used a golden shovel to dig a hole and then fell right into it. Yeah. You know, they overpromised and underdelivered. And in a world where political communication is so omnipresent, you really got to be careful there. And what we have here is a commitment from Microsoft. And literally, you had Brad Smith, the VP of Microsoft, who has sort of spearheaded this project, in media appearances this week, actually saying the exact inverse of that, saying our motto at Microsoft is we're going to underpromise and work to overdeliver. And so when we see that there are job projections and the size and scale of this and the commitments to training a workforce of the future in technologies like artificial intelligence, this is really exciting. And I don't think either Joe Biden or Tony Evers gave away the store in the same way that Scott Walker did. And that's the difference, is if you invest in the things America needs, roads and bridges and infrastructure, if you specifically work to reshore American manufacturing and rebuild American superiority in advanced manufacturing through things like the CHIPS and Science Act, which is another bipartisan piece of legislation that Joe Biden got done, these are the fruits of that. You are going to start to see things like this. And of course, that big blue body of water, our Great Lake, Lake Michigan, plays a key role in this in terms of access to fresh water and the cooling required for the scale and size of these, the towers that are needed in the technology. It's a great day for Wisconsin. I guess my only question is, Donald Trump said this was going to be the eighth wonder of the world. It obviously wasn't. Foxconn was what Joe Biden called it yesterday. It turned out to be a con.
Yeah.
What is this then? Can something be the second eighth wonder of the world, or is it the ninth wonder of the world then? These are the details that we might get lost in.
I think it's the eighth in waiting, you know, as it comes to fruition. Look, Donald Trump has a lifelong strategy that often works for him of promising something and then delaying. He always delayed rolling out a healthcare plan, an infrastructure plan. He's trying to delay all of his court cases right now. And by and large, that strategy is working this time. And back in 2017, 2018, it was, again, we're going to announce this, and then we're going to tell everybody the jobs are coming, the jobs are coming. But, I mean, Joe, it wasn't all based in partisan politics, the red flags that were out there. It was Foxconn's track record.
Oh, exactly.
There were just things that didn't seem right, where Trump couldn't just say, trust me, the jobs are coming. And people said, oh, okay. But the only ones who did that were the ones goofy enough in the legislature to send a whole bunch of local road money down to Racine for a project that didn't come to be.
Yeah, listen, and it should not surprise anybody, and we will remind folks that the district that all of this economic development is now happening in, when Foxconn made their big promise, was of course represented by the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. And nobody should for a second believe that Foxconn isn't smart and savvy politically. They knew they could get something from Paul Ryan and Donald Trump and Scott Walker by citing this plan development that didn't come to fruition down there in southeastern Wisconsin. And, you know, that's, as you mentioned, Foxconn had a track record of this. There was a much ballyhooed Pennsylvania project like this that they made all these promises that all these jobs were coming, and then it didn't happen. You know, what's the old saying? George Bush did his fool me once. Well, you can't get fooled again. Well, Paul Ryan and Scott Walker and Donald Trump got fooled by Foxconn. Microsoft has a much better track record, and this looks like a much better economic development and future, and particularly just the construction jobs, 2,000 plus union construction jobs just to build this thing, and then a couple of 100 to 1,000 jobs full time at this data center going forward. That's fantastic.
Hey, speaking of Paul Ryan, his name was in the news a couple days back when he essentially made it official announcing that he was not going to vote for Trump. I think he just said he was going to write in somebody's name. My question to you, I think we've talked about this before, but I want to go over it again. For somebody like a Paul Ryan, is that enough to just say, I'm not going to vote for Trump? And I mean, are they wasting time, wasting votes, saying I'm going to write in, you know, some other Republican's name, when the right thing to do, many would argue, for democracy is to say, yeah, I'm a Republican, but I'm voting for Joe Biden this time because it's that important? Or do we not fault the former speaker for that?
I'm going to choose to give the former speaker credit. What Mr. Ryan said, this was at the Milliken Institute Global Conference. He said, quote, character is too important for me. The presidency is a job that requires the kind of character Trump doesn't have, end quote. And that is part of the coalition that is going to keep Donald Trump from walking through the doors of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue ever again. For some Republicans, like Paul Ryan, it is a bridge too far to have them go all the way to casting a vote for Joe Biden. For other Republicans, like very conservative former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan of Georgia, who this week wrote an op-ed in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, it's not too far. And as he puts in his op-ed, the choice is simple. It is a good man whose policies he doesn't necessarily agree with in Joe Biden that he will vote for over someone who is a man of no character, Donald Trump. And so I'm fine with Republicans saying that publicly, saying either of those publicly, because it sends a message to millions of Republicans around the country. Donald Trump has no business being commander in chief ever again. And it's going to take some folks who go all the way to Biden. It's going to take some folks who they just can't bring themselves to vote for Donald Trump. And so they're going to go somewhere else. And all of that's going to be necessary. And, you know, we certainly hope that if a Republican has decided not to vote for Donald Trump, that they're also going to decide not to go with the guy who literally has a brain worm and is going to come all the way to Joe Biden. But not all of them need to.
Exactly. One of the week started off with one of the stories about how the Restoration PAC, owned by Dick Uihlein, the PAC itself had an anti-Tammy Baldwin ad that was, frankly, perverting the difference between, you know, saving money versus a spending cut, and yeah, and claiming that the prescription drug benefit, where Medicare can now negotiate for lower drug prices and therefore save the taxpayers money, it's like $160 billion over 10 years. And there are Republicans who have tried repeatedly, and it's always debunked, to say, you know, so-and-so is cutting Medicare $160 billion over the next 10 years. It's foolish, but I bring it up to you because, again, the, you know, Dick Uihlein and Diane Hendricks, you know, are billionaires who can flood the zone. They can put things out there that are demonstrably false. But again, if the message gets out to just enough people, in my mind, that's how they dragged Ron Johnson across the finish line by continuing to attack Mandela Barnes. All of that said, are there any lessons we can learn from the 2024 cycle when groups like this start going after Tammy Baldwin?
Well, the sheer chutzpah is really something on this. And the lesson learned is when people are spreading disinformation, deliberately lying about someone, you have to call it out. And in this case, good on the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee and others who did and were able to get this ad off the air. Let's take a second to just explain to folks what this is, because I think it's really important. This is, of all of the things the Inflation Reduction Act did, this particular policy is far and away the most popular, according to polling from groups like Navigator. And that is that for generations, for decades, Medicare has been prohibited, banned from using its bulk purchasing power to lower the cost per unit of drugs that are then provided through Medicare. So for, you know, some healthcare lobbyist or politician in the pocket of Big Pharma wrote this in, and for 30 years it was impossible to undo. And it meant that when you and I go to Costco or Sam's Club, we can pay a lower unit price because we're buying more of something. But that same market scenario was not available to the federal government, the largest purchaser of these drugs, through Medicare. And so the fact that Tammy Baldwin and Joe Biden got this done, and it's going to save seniors who are on Medicare on out-of-pocket costs, it's going to save Medicare money, which means that the lifespan of the program can be extended. This is a huge win, something that multiple Democratic presidents, including ones I'm big fans of and worked for, like Barack Obama, never got this done. Joe Biden did get it done. It's only one of the ways in which he has fought to lower healthcare costs for seniors. And for these billionaire Trump MAGA acolytes to believe they could get away with spending millions of dollars on ads that deliberately distort that is shameful. And I'm very glad to see that that ad got taken off the air.
And then finally, there is a group, Souls to the Polls, that you know, tries to help people, primarily in communities of color, to vote, but they are a nonpartisan group. And now they're calling for a federal probe into what appears to be a Republican dirty trick. And it always gets us into that area of, when is something political mischief versus when is it, you know, skirting the law, or is downright illegal? Can you give us a little bit more background about what the situation was and what you think might come of it?
So this came to light because the new executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin was the one who sent the text messages urging MAGA Republicans to overwhelm the Souls to the Polls voter ride to the polls hotline on Election Day 2020. This was not information related to the big lie or any of the litigation after 2020. We didn't know about this. And Souls to the Polls position is clear. They will give anybody who wants a ride to the polls a ride. Right. They want to make sure that more people vote regardless of partisanship or who they vote for. But the fact that you had Republican operatives working to try to overwhelm a system to make it therefore harder for people to vote could in fact be a federal civil rights violation. The U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Wisconsin has acknowledged that he has received the complaint. That's all we're going to hear about this for a while, but I would not be surprised if we hear more about this in the months and years ahead. You can't do this. If you're working in campaigns and politics, get your side to vote, get people to vote, but don't monkey around with our democracy. And that's the, if we've learned anything in the wake of the big lie, it's that there has to be accountability for these decisions and these choices. This executive director, this fella, he knew what he was doing. He didn't have to write that down. And he clearly didn't go to the campaign schools I went to when I was a young man, where one of the first things they tell you is, every single thing you write down, remember it could show up on the front page of the New York Times. Mm-hmm. And so don't be stupid. Don't try to break the rules. Don't try to break the laws and think you're going to get away with it. You write it down, it's out there forever. This guy's got some answering to do.
Yeah, be a grown-up. You know, win on your ideas, on your persuasion, and not on, you know, mischief and dirty tricks. It's nothing cute. There's nothing cute about it. Don't do it.
Nope.
Joe Zepecki, thank you so much. Have a great start to the weekend.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Today's history lesson is up after this. You're up north.
Your You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with civic media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather. In this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th, because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Today's history lesson, of course, has to start with Long Island's own William Martin Joel, who turns 75 years old today. And have you noticed, we're looking through our radio speakers right now. We can see all of y'all swaying back and forth, left to right.
It's
maybe you're holding your lighters up or your phones with a little flashlight.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
You're Sorry. Already looking to put a dollar bill in the piano player's tip jar.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. Yeah.
There's an old man.
Yeah. It's kind of like, this song's kind of like Wichita Lineman. It's like, you're going to sing it, whether
you like
it or not.
You're going to sing along. Yeah. If we played it long enough, you would. But we actually have a lot of tunes to get to today.
Yeah, we do.
Happy birthday, Billy Joel. Dave Gahan, you don't know the singer, but
you know the
band. Oh, you do? Okay. Well, then, fine. Pop quiz hot shot. Dave Gahan turns 62 today. He is the lead singer of
Depeche Mode.
Hit it.
Reach out, touch faith.
If you grew up in the 80s or 90s and had any kind of angst, Depeche Mode was one of your bands.
You are turning this up to 11. I've got to get like a 1 hour music shift on one of the music stations just so I can listen to all these all the way through.
Pat and Greg spin the hits.
That's right.
Hits of our own mind.
Here's where I have to make a confession about old time rock and roll. I thought I was pretty good on this stuff.
Yeah.
Tommy Rowe is 82 years old today. Now, I know that Tommy Rowe did, in 1966, he did Sweet Pea. In 1969, he had a song called Dizzy. I did not know that this was Tommy Rowe on this hit from 1962.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her.
So one of the bio notes says it this way. Sheila is done in the style of the Lubbock sound, made popular by Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Yes.
The strumming pattern, the tempo, the drumming, the chords, they all bear strong resemblance to the Crickets' Peggy Sue, and Rose vocals are similar to Holly's. And I'm writing that yesterday with my jaw on my desk because I was sure this was a Buddy Holly tune for all these years.
And if you yes, this sounds like a Buddy Holly song, almost to the point of, hey, call the lawyers on this one.
Yes.
But he also sounds like if one half of the Everly Brothers did a solo record.
Yes. Yeah. Totally does. So again, Sweet Pea and Dizzy were the other hits for Tommy Rowe, who's 82 today. Born on this day in 1937 was Dave Prater. From Sam and Dave, of Sam Moore and Dave Prater. Sam and Dave had hits like this one. This next historical note has nothing to do with that song. On this day in 1960, the birth control pill was introduced in the United States. We asked, why is Louis Armstrong on the history lesson today? It was on this day in 1964 that he became the first artist to knock the Beatles off the top spot on the singles chart with his rendition of Hello Dolly that we played a little bit earlier. The number one song this day in 1970 was by the Guess Who. And again, because the music business can be so cruel, this is a Canadian band, the Guess Who, and they actually wrote the song to celebrate Canadian women. But Canadian Woman just wasn't going to sell as many records.
Canadian Woman, der hey.
Yeah. Ooh, take off the toque. It just doesn't have the same. Who?
Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz, and who? Who's the actress who is dancing in the video?
Heather Graham.
Heather Graham, thank you.
Wisconsin's own Heather Graham.
Wisconsin's own. Helped really bring that song back after its run in 1970. Hey, a couple of historical notes, not as fun notes, but, you know, this day in history. And I only mentioned it because of the recent bridge collision and collapse in Baltimore, but it was on this day in 1980 that a freighter collided with the Sunshine Skyway Bridge over Tampa Bay. More than 1,400 feet of the bridge collapsed. Six cars and a Greyhound bus fell 150 feet into the water, killing 35 people. And on this day in 2020, as the COVID-19 pandemic was really taking hold, the resulting recession caused the unemployment rate to hit 14.9% on this day 4 years ago, the worst rate since the Great Depression. So when people say, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Just remind them that 4 years ago today, the unemployment rate was 15%.
I mean, 4 years ago today, I was probably laying in bed drinking. But, you know, hey, everyone has a different definition of fun.
I was doing some serious binge watching. We had finally done Schitt's Creek, the name of the TV show. And, you know, did that from start to finish. And then I know we did one or two others as well. Because that's
what else are you going to do? Did you cry at the finale of that show? Because I did.
There might have been a little mist in the room.
Okay, I was it's a pile of tears.
But it's also the show that, I mean, that was, I'm sure people were saying, like, what took you so long to get to it? Because the first, like, three times we tried to watch it, you know, those first one or two episodes, you hate that family.
Yeah.
You hate them. Mm-hmm. And I thought, why am I hearing all this good stuff about it? And people say, oh, no, you got to stick with it. And so during the pandemic, we're like, okay, we got nothing else to do. By the fourth show, we're like, oh, we're in all the way. You have to get through those first couple.
Yeah, I did the same thing with Ted Lasso for my mom. My mom was watching it, and she was like, I don't like some of these kids. She hated mm-hmm. Rebecca. And I was like, just keep watching. It'll pay off, I promise. And she's like, was five episodes in. She goes, I love this show. I'm like, those two shows are examples that you can write TV where the characters are either redeemable for good or they're just good. They don't have to be broken and awful. And like, why am I rooting for bad guys?
Yeah. Right. Well, you know what? To that end, I probably have at least a half a dozen series where I've watched maybe the first couple episodes. And we should have a segment where I'm just going to go through all of those and you know, let people call in and say, oh, no, you got to stick with this one. Or, yeah, you were right to bail. That one doesn't pay off in the end. So maybe we'll do it. Help people's weekend streaming.
There you go.
You know,
Pat helps your stream.
Well, we're already in enough trouble for this segment, so I'll tell you that we'll do the National Day Calendar after the news at the top of the hour. We'll have our Women Win Wisconsin segment with Representative Robin Vining, and then Luke Mathers talks about the chef testants on Top Chef Wisconsin from last night. Live from Lake Wasota on the Civic Media Radio Network, this is Up North News Radio. For a Thursday morning, I'm Pat Kreitlow.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brewers, Biden's Wisconsin visit, and what's leading the dive at the Trump NYC trial. You cannot miss it.
Weekdays 2 till 4 p.m.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance?
Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.